This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, July 8, 2022. When I started driving 6 decades ago, gas cost 15 cents a gallon. Yesterday, I paid $5.45 for a gallon of gas. How many forces have combined to add that additional $5.35 over the years? According to the Seattle Times, Washington drivers have started buying less gasoline. Soaring prices, a shift in work habits, a growing interest in alternative fuel cars, and the desire among some to lessen their carbon footprint have begun to register at the tank. The whole country is following this trend, and estimates are that 10,000 fewer gallons of gas are being pumped each day. Further news on our carbon footprint came Tuesday when the Port Townsend City Council passed an ordinance introduced by the group Students for Sustainability banning vehicle idling within the city limits for more than 3 minutes. The ordinance has the goal of educating people, not penalizing them. Several meeting attendees said that the students' focus on idling had made them more aware of their own driving habits, and they hoped it would help others to be more mindful. In more transportation news, the Olympic Dreams Tour, a major bicycle event, will leave Port Townsend tomorrow and follow the Olympic Discovery Trail with its recently completed Spruce Railroad segment. Jim Moore of Bicycle Rides Northwest, the organizer of the tour, told The Leader, "The Olympic Discovery Trail is a world-class resource that allows us to see this incredible landscape in a safe way." The 435-mile tour sold out its 300 rider spots within 24 hours when registration opened in December. The Leader says the tour group will bring a mobile caterer, a shower trailer, baggage trucks, a massage and wellness team, and a total crew of 35. Local traffic will likely be affected by the cyclists, so be patient if you find them slowing you down. When I was paying 15 cents for a gallon of gas in the 1960s, abortion was illegal. Not until 1972 did the Supreme Court give women a say in their own reproductive health. Women were punished for having abortions. And then, for 50 years, they were given freedom to have abortions and are now punished again and much more harshly, all in my lifetime. Abortion as a state right has been legal in Washington since a 1970 statewide ballot referendum. Another ballot measure, approved by voters in 1991, affirmed a woman's right to choose physician-performed abortion prior to fetal viability and further expanded and protected access to abortion in the state if Roe v. Wade should be overturned. And now, here we are. Governor Inslee made it clear Washington is and will remain a sanctuary for any person seeking abortion care and services in our state. But we must act to protect our rights and our values. It is critical that our law enforcement agencies not cooperate in any manner with any out-of-state investigation, prosecution, or other legal action based on another state's law that is inconsistent with Washington's protections of the right to choose abortion and provide abortion-related care." End quote. The weather gods seem to have decided to give us some summery days in the week ahead. As always, the summer weekend entertainment schedule is full. You can dress up like Frida Kahlo or Diego Rivera and paint pictures at Manresa Castle, dance to Balkan music at Quimper Grange, sit outdoors and sip mead, wine, cider, or beer, stroll through 2 farmers markets, join a history walking tour, hear what a flugelhorn sounds like, and experience an electric cello. There's reggae and jazz and bluegrass at local venues. And back again, fiddle tunes, with concerts this evening and tomorrow afternoon. And the news is here early today so that KPTZ can broadcast Fiddle Tunes musicians live at noon. Be sure to listen in. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening and have a great and safe weekend.